This is for the win.
This is the Chatted Up Sports Minute, your quick hit of everything sports.
Let's just jump into this NFL weekend. This past weekend was unfortunately a weekend filled with injuries, but Patrick Mahomes tore his ACL and LCL and is out officially for the season, as the Kansas City Chiefs are officially out of the playoffs as well. First time in 11 years, guys. I want you guys to hear this stat. This is the first time since 1999 that either Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, or Patrick Mahomes will not be in the playoffs. So it's a changing of the guard for sure. And there's a lot more injuries to go along with that. Heralded pass rusher Micah Parsons was officially knocked out for the rest of the year as well with a torn ACL. If you guys remember, Micah Parsons came over in the trade from the Dallas Cowboys. They fell to Denver 34-26. There is a lot to discuss though. Some great quarterback play led by MVP and an old guy, Matt Stafford. Matt Stafford came back to win against his former team, the Los Angeles Rams, the Detroit Lions. It was 41-34. Matt Stafford had a great day and is looking like he will wrap up this MVP conversation in a few weeks. Phillip Rivers almost got the win against one of the best defenses in football with the Seattle Seahawks, but they fell just short 16-18 with Seattle getting the W. The Tennessee Titans looked also good as well, but fell to a really good San Francisco team 37-24. Now let's transition from a young quarterback to a young phenom. Cooper Flagg played one heck of a game against the Jazz last night, but fell in overtime. But he is the first player since ever, literally guys, ever, 40 points as a rookie, youngest guy to ever do it. There's a lot going on right now. For more insights and more sports, you don't want to miss out on this. College football, of course, Fernando Mendoza ended up getting the Heisman Trophy. For more information, always like, subscribe, and follow us at Chatted Up Sports. I'm Malcolm McGee Harris, and for my brother Gino, I'll get this voice right next time. Peace and love, brother.